knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
No, Chrissy. I mean, I don't know why I bother going to that gym. I don't see any changes in my body.
I do.
You do?
Your fingers are longer.
What?
Well, when we first started this thing, you couldn't touch your toes, and now you can.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
How was your workout? Any new muscles for me to see?
Oh. For you to see? You wouldn't recognize a muscle if you had one.
Yeah, you ought to try working out, Jack. It is such a wonderful feeling.
Thanks, Chrissy, but I get all the exercise I need. Hard as rock.
Soft as jello.
Chrissy!
You know what? I'll bet that Shirley could whip you into shape in no time.
I love it when you talk like that. Who's this Shirley?
Oh, Jack, she's our gym instructor.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's gonna be here any minute. We're all gonna go have lunch together.
Oh, great. A lady gym instructor. I know just the type. Their faces always look like they do push-ups with no hands. You know, and they have great bodies, great for climbing trees. You know,
come on, girl, come on. Push up.
Hi, I was just showing the little girls here what happens when you don't take care of the old bod, you know?
Hi, you must be Jack.
Yeah, all 6 feet, 180 pounds of me.
Ooh, what a firm handshake.
Thank you.
I bet you keep yourself in pretty good condition, huh?
Well, not really. Actually, I'm about, 10 pounds off my peak fighting weight.
You're a fighter?
Well, you know, boxing, wrestling, bar brawling, that sort of thing.
You don't seem like a brawler to me.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but you see, when you're captain of the Navy boxing team, there's always some young fighter. You know, a little wise guy who wants to brag about taking down the big guy.
That's really funny, Jack. You never mentioned any of that to us.
Yeah, you said you had asthma, and that's why they kept you in the kitchen.
Chrissy. No, you forget. You see, the reason that they put me in the kitchen was because they felt that lifting those 100-pound potato sacks would help me with my decathlon training, remember?
Oh, is that your event? The decathlon?
Oh, did that just slip out? Yeah. Actually, I'm very good at throwing the javelin and throwing the discus.
He's good at throwing a lot of things.
Chrissy, why don't you go get your purse? Let's get going.
Hey, I'd love to see you again. Why don't you drop by the gym? I love watching a real man work out.
I'm sure Jack would like to see that, too.
I will be there with barbells on. How about that?
Chrissy, let's get going. Come on.
So I'll see you maybe later today.
Oh, bye,
Jack. Bye-bye, Chrissy. Bye, Shirley. See you later.
Bye, Shirley. See you later.
Oh, hey, Jack. You can let your stomach out now.
That's it. One more. Burn it out. There you go. Shirley.
Uh-huh.
Where you been? Out with some creep?
Harvey, you're my brother, not my nursemaid.
Yeah, and you're my baby sister, and I worry about you. I don't want you going out with guys and getting burned.
How can I get burned when you never let me get cooking?
You in the Air Force at all? What's that say? Harvey's Health Spa. It's nice shirt.
Hey, can I help you?
Yeah, I was just looking. Who are you?
I'm Harvey.
You're Harvey? Well, hello, Mr. Spa. Nice to meet you.
What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I signed up for this, introductory special here. Actually, I'm in pretty good shape, but my muscles could stand a little toning up. Not that one. That one's fine.
Have a seat over there. Okay. Look, we have a number of different types of programs, and well, I gotta know how strong you really are, so why don't you put your arm up here?
Oh, sure. Let me just warn you. I'm actually a lot stronger than I look. You can ask my roommates.
Well, let me know anytime you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Well, we have the A-type program, which is strictly for beginners.
I think I'm way past that.
Well, then we have the B-type of program, which is a little tougher.
Listen, can we skip all of that? You know, the only reason I'm here is to get next to that brunette there, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you're ready for our X program.
X program? Let me ask you a question. Are you and that pretty brunette, are you guys going together or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Oh, good, good, because I wouldn't want to make you mad, you know?
Why don't you stand right over here?
Oh, sure.
Well, I think you should be able to handle this with no problem.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no problem.
No problem. Okay. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
It's all yours.
Okay. Hands a little slippery there. Sorry about that. Okay, let's get this. Okay. Die! Would you give me a hand?
Just some help?
Yeah, just a...
Right, let's go over to the bench press.
What's this do?
Lie down. It's going to develop what will be your chest.
Can't we go back to the A program?
Oh, no. The A program, that's strictly for sissies. Now, you're going to press this 4 times.
Okay.
Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, 1. Well, come on.
Get it up, mommy!
Well, then maybe we should go over here to the leg press.
My chest. We got to go back there and get my chest.
Come here. You're really going to thank me for this later.
Hey, man, why don't I thank you now and hit the showers?
Now, you watch and you do what he does. Okay.
I got it.
You got it. Sit. Now, I want you to do 40 lifts, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'll be dead in a few minutes. Are you kidding me?
Hey. Isn't that a little heavy for your first workout?
Are you kidding? Excuse me. 39! 40! Woo!
I know. That was a hard weight for me, too.
For you?
Hey, listen. Why don't you come over to my place for lunch tomorrow?
Oh, I'd love it.
Great. Here's the address. See you at noon.
Great. 39 and 40.
Good. Now you do another 40. And then you will be through with your warm-up, and we can start your workout.
My workout.
What's so funny?
Jack, this morning when he got up, he looked like a pretzel.
I know. That workout yesterday really tied him in knots.
Yeah, I know. His arms were so sore he couldn't lift them. I had to feed him breakfast.
Oh, Chrissy, the poor guy. We really shouldn't laugh.
No.
Oh. That little weasel!
Harvey? Is there something wrong?
No, I'm just going to kill somebody.
Oh. Isn't that against the law?
No court would convict me. I mean, he's dating my sister.
Harvey, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong? She's only 26. Innocent. She doesn't know what's going on in the world. And I think I know the guy that she's doing it with. That zipper fellow.
Tripper.
You know him?
No. Mm-mm, no. No!
Well, I know where to find him and Shirley right now. Over at her apartment.
Oh, Harvey, what gives you that idea?
Because I just tried to call her and she didn't answer the phone.
Why do that when I'm with...
When I'm not there.
Well, look, it was nice chatting with you ladies, but I've got to go scramble some guy's face.
Ah, Harvey. Harvey, you're really tense there. Look how tense he is. How about mellowing out over a nice lunch with a couple of great girls? Yeah, you know what could be our treat? You pick the restaurant.
I hate restaurants.
Oh, well, in that case, why don't we just mosey on over to our place?
What, you live near here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just a couple of blocks away.
Well, I guess I could have a quick bite.
All right, well, let's go then, Harvey.
Yeah, great.
I can just see the headline, man dies while putting on pants. Go away. Go away. Oh, nuts.
Shirley, what are you doing here? You said we were going to have lunch at your place.
Well, we were. I changed my mind. Chrissy and Janet are at the gym, so no one will bother us here. Well, can I come in?
Sure. But will you let me put on my pants first?
Oh.
I'll be right there. Shirley, why don't you make yourself comfortable?
Oh, Like over on the couch?
Over on the couch, that's just fine.
Take off my shoes.
Take them off.
Well, why don't you come sit beside me?
Way over there?
Well, of course over here.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. You shut your eyes and I'll give you a big surprise, okay?
Oh, good. I love surprises.
Just be patient and I'll make you a lunch you'll never forget.
Well, don't make me suffer too long.
Tell me about it. I'm bowing before your beauty.
Oh, Jack, you silly thing. Stand up here and give me a kiss. Don't fight it, Jack. I know you feel the same way I do.
Oh, I don't think you know how I feel.
Why don't you come in here and tell me about it?
Shirley, I don't think I can.
I love shy men.
Oh, thanks, but Shirley.
I know.
No, you don't. Shirley, listen, I feel a little dizzy. I think I'll go lie down.
You don't have to beat around the bush with me.
No beating, no bushes. I'm just going to go to bed. I'm just going to go in here and just rest my little head.
Good, I'll take care of
it. No, you don't have to, Shirley. No, no, no.
Well, here it is.
Nice place. Where's the food?
Oh, it's in the kitchen. I'll make you lunch. What would you like?
Well, I'd like to eat a nice light lunch. I'll take 12 raw eggs in a glass.
In a big glass or a small glass?
I'll get it myself.
Muscles all over. He was flexing his earlobes. Chrissy, did you buy a new pair of shoes? Please say yes. Yes. When did you get them? What? The shoes? They're not mine.
You said they were yours?
Because you said to say yes. I don't wear shoes like that.
Well, if these aren't yours and they're not mine, then...
Oh, I knew it. They're here. Jack and Shirley, they came here instead of going to her place. These are her shoes. What are we going to do?
We got to get Harvey out of here.
Well, I don't know what
you do. Hey, you want to try something really healthy?
Yeah, I got you. I mean, just great. Jack, I was right. My brother Harvey is out there.
Harvey's your brother?
Harvey's your brother.
Yeah, and he's going to kill you if he finds us here.
No, we'll just keep quiet. Maybe he'll leave.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
I left my shoes out by the couch.
Oh, no.
Run out and get them.
Oh, no, I can't.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear a door slam either.
Somebody's out there. You know, two girls living alone? Well, you can never be too sure. I better go take a look.
Oh, no, Harvey.
I better go check out the bedroom.
No,
Oh, no, isn't in there.
Well, how do you know?
Well, we've had a lot of burglars here, and they never go in there. Come on!
Nobody in here. I've got to check the other room.
Get out of here!
Did you hear that?
No!
I better check this room.
You can't go in there!
Why not?
Because I didn't make my bed.
But a burglar's liable to be in there.
Yeah, but I don't care if a burglar sees it. He's a stranger in your company.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
You!
Well, look, Larry. While we've been gone, we've got company.
Were you out with my sister?
Me? No. I was out with,
Larry.
Larry? We've been jogging. Right, Larry?
Right.
Doc, is he telling the truth?
I certainly hope so. Yes, he is. He is, as a matter of fact.
Cheek, Tripper. I guess I owe you an apology.
Well, it's okay, big fella.
Shake.
These are my running shoes. You know, they're a little tight and they're cool now. So I'll be running along. I'll see.
Hold it! Those are my sister's shoes. You were out with her.
Do you need some help?
I sure do.
I'm gonna go get some.
Wait.
Harvey, now look, you don't want to do this.
Yeah, you don't want Jack to hurt you.
Hurt me?
Yeah, it just so happens that Jack was the captain of the Navy boxing team.
That's right, so back off, buddy!
I'm gonna make you swallow your nose!
If you ever want to have a life of your own, you better get out there and tell Harvey right now. Then you can save Jack's life while you're at it.
Time's over. Mercy, right?
Don't you touch him.
Get out of the way, sis.
Harvey,
Harvey, now, I know you don't think I can handle myself, but I can. If a guy started to get fresh with me, I just do this. Satisfied?
Yeah.
But surely.
Nothing. There are going to be some changes made here and now. From now on, I'll see who I want, when I want, and where I want. Get out of it. Do I have to spell it out?
Don't spell.
You're okay. I didn't know you felt this way. Gee, you try to help some people.
Hey, let's go finish our lunch in the kitchen here. Yeah, come on, Harv. That drink sounded pretty good you heard me.
Shirley, you saved my life. Listen, when I get my strength back, I'm going to take you out on a real date. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, Jack!
Mommy!
Do you think I'm going to leave you in this condition?
You're not?
No. I know how to get the kinks out.
You do?
Yes, it's just the thing to make you feel wonderful.
Really?
Yes. Exercise.
We have been massaging you now for 3 days.
It's the only thing that helps, Janet.
You know, you did go to school today.
Yeah, but it was agony. I practically had to crawl the whole way.
Oh, good. Then you won't mind that I told Barbara Johnson that you couldn't go to our disco party tonight.
You what?
Well, how do you like that? He really had me fooled.
Not me. Barbara Johnson moved out of town 3 weeks ago.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.